This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Sahih Bukhari actually the most sound book in Islam after the Quran. And it is the most academic work and most professionally done, very nicely done. So we people respect it, and everybody says it is the best book after the Quran. But we are not really able to find out what are the qualities of Sahih Bukhari, why it is so important, why it is more authentic than any other work, what makes it so important. That we need to learn. It's not a secret. It's not a mystery that nobody can know. It's not a revelation from Allah that this book is the best one. It is human work. It is something you can learn, you can explain to the people, but we don't make effort. And it really is a great science that, you know, and our muhaddithin, they have been doing really how to authenticate hadith and how to, you know, distinguish sound hadith from the weak hadith, and what are the methodologies to use to work out that, you know, it is really amazing. You become so much impressed in our time. There are so many weak hadith and fabricated hadith and circulation, and people don't hardly find any difference between weak and and fabricated hadith and sound hadith. So once you learn this course and you understand the methodology of the muhaddithin, you really learn really that how much effort they have done to separate, you know, the sound hadith from the non-sound hadith. And it depends, you know, on so many things. One thing is that chain of narration should be connected. The meaning is Bukhari want to say that whatever I learned, I should mention, should be able to learn my teacher. So this hadith I got from this teacher. He got from this teacher. He got from this teacher, going back to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. No link should be missing. Okay, if a link is missing, that missing person could be responsible for the lie or for the mistake. So we should know everybody. Then we should know the qualities of every narrator, who they are, how pious they are, how honest they are, how true they are, and how good they are in memory and memorizing or writing. Because people could be very pious, but they do mistake. They forget things. So how good in that are. And then even good people and pious people and those who are learned, they can do mistake. So how we can find out the mistakes of the reliable people? You know, people like Malik, Sufyan Thawri, Ibn Uyayna, great people, expert of the hadith, but they also did mistake. So how can we find out their mistakes? Their mistakes we can find by comparing same hadith, how many people narrate, who agree, who disagree. So what the problem is that? So there are so many different techniques that they use to find out really what is sound hadith. So that amazing work that done by Imam Bukhari, rahmatullah, inshallah, that I'll teach you and explain to you, you know, that not only those obvious things he even looks deeper about the mistakes which are hidden. Generally, many experts of the hadith, they will not find the mistakes. But he had some, you know, big expertise and, you know, spent his life. He can sense some mistakes which people generally don't know. But how does he sense? Does he have any argument, any evidence for that? Can he explain to us? So we need to know, because as I mentioned, it's not a secret. Then after that, he want to say that, you know, my book is not only collection of the most sound hadith. It also to prove that most sound hadith, they are enough for our religion. So he derives, you know, all the rulings of Islam from the same sound hadith. One hadith he can use for many, many times. That same hadith has so many different contents he brings. He will teach you that don't take knowledge from, you know, your society and influenced by that. Always make effort to disconnect yourself from all the teachings and come back to the sound teaching. The many misconception, misunderstanding, he cleans them. He clears them. So Imam Bukhari, rahmatullah, work really needs to be studied properly. And as the people say, in this book, there is nothing randomly. Everything is planned properly. Even the order, the order in which he brings hadith, it is a plan for a purpose. Even the chapter headings, each one follows from something. So there's something intention. Beginning of the book, what should be the first hadith? What is the last hadith? Then there is a relation between them. So like, for example, the best hadith is about intention. Innamal amalu bin niyat. Last one is kalimatan khafifatan. Two light words, but they are very heavy in the heaven. What he wants to say that don't look that my book is small. You know, it could be small, but if it for the sake of Allah, you know, properly, it will be heavy in the eye of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Same your actions. They could be smaller, but if they are good and that for the sake of Allah, they can become very heavy. the beginning of the book and end of the book has got relation. Same in every chapter, where a chapter ends and new chapter starts, between that there is a relation. So that book has got, you know, so many details, which generally people don't have in mind when they write the book. And alhamdulillah that we Muslims are lucky that we got this book. No nation has got on the face of the earth a book like that, such an academic book, written so much professional way. But still we don't want to understand it, don't want to learn you know, its secrets. That why I wrote this book, alhamdulillah. And I'll inshallah explain, you know, most of the details that I just, you know, mentioned in that course in 4 days, inshallah.